something is sudden, if you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Suriname, Ringsbank North, 100 Theme, Nas, Hestie's Barbecue. Worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 7 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call plus 5978-570-590 or plus 5978-570-655 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever seen people who love to, they love their trouble. They like it when some people are against them. And so they talk about it, they protect the problem. They keep talking about how they were mistreated by someone, and then the other one, and then the other one. Well, such is life. They feel like they're going through something and they love it. They don't want to come out of it. They love to go through this persecution, as it were, and the feeling that they are alone and persecuted. And they don't have friends except you that they can talk to. You are the only one I can tell these things, you know, and you keep telling him or telling her and she just listening to your stories. Things just never get better. 3 weeks later, you're back again. It's the same story. It just never changes. And you are secretly happy to be going through this thing. Because if you're not going through it, you're not yourself. How many of you like trouble? You said, no, I don't like trouble. I don't really like trouble. But why do you preserve your trouble? Why do you preserve it? Why do you protect it? Why do you love it so much? I'll give you a simple example so you can know how you love trouble sometimes. Imagine that someone has offended you and you're waiting for that person to come and apologize. And then he's not coming to apologize. He's even acting as though he didn't do nothing wrong. Every day you see him, you're like, is it that he doesn't know what he did? Now you are carrying the burden of this frustration, but you don't realize it. You are unhappy, but he's looking happy. Everything is normal with him, and you can't believe it. But you're still waiting for him to apologize. You might even get to the point where you begin to pray to God to knock him out and tell him to come and apologize to you. And he's not coming. You know you can have stomach ulcer because of that. It's true. You can have an ulcer because of that. Because the happier you see him, the more frustrated you are. Because you want to see him knocked out and sad. Now you know. Or he should come and apologize to the great you. Now, I tell you how to fix that. Instead of wasting days and weeks and months staying and remaining frustrated because of this, whatever it is, whatever you might want to call him, that refused to come to you to apologize. And now you're unhappy and it's affecting you everywhere. Maybe now you're coming late to work because of that. There are things you're supposed to do you can't do just because every time you're working, that thing goes through your mind. He still hasn't apologized. And then you stop your work. You're thinking, he's not there. He's just going through your mind. You've traveled in your mind back to the land of frustration. 2 hours gone. You're supposed to submit something. You haven't even started. Then suddenly you wake up and you come back to yourself. Suddenly you hear his voice quite close. You pack your things. You have closed. Because he has come close. Instead of doing that, why don't you just go and apologize and end it? You take the step. Go and apologize. You apologize. And when you apologize, the whole thing will come to an end. And you start living happy. You say, I should apologize. He offended me. I know he offended you. But you see, the thing is affecting you and is destroying your life. So why don't you bring it to an abrupt stop by going to him to say, I'm sorry about that. He will say, ah, I thought I was the one that offended. No, I'm tired of keeping things like this. You'd find that you are the master of circumstances. So they will not dictate how you live. God needs you to be joyful for you to be successful. God needs you to be happy for you to be successful. You need it. You need it. A lady died of cancer. Why did she die of cancer? When the cancer started, and I was informed, I sent a message to her that she should stop worrying about her husband because, you know, she had so many things against her husband. You know, he was living wild. He was just, you know, I mean, if he did come to her Sunday service, it was a miracle. The pastor was happy. She was happy. Everybody was happy that he came. But then, of course, it'll be some weeks. So I sent a message to her. I said, you are in a greater problem than your husband. Let your husband go. In other words, stop holding these grudges against your husband because this is the reason for your cancer. No prayer can help you. What you need is to forgive and to forgive genuinely. Oh, she said she tried. Well, maybe she tried, but somehow he got worse and really misbehaved a little more. And she was frustrated. She got more angry and the cancer got larger. Then I said, I don't think, if you don't forgive your husband, if you're going to keep this kind of feeling and hold your bitterness, this cancer will kill you because you've given it a home in your life. But what is God going to do about him? That was her anger. God's not going to do anything about him. God wants to do something about you. Think about what God wants to do with your life and stop worrying about him. If you stop worrying about him, God will be able to do something about him. But as long as you're worried about him, God can't do nothing with your life. And then you create a home for Satan. Oh, she said, okay. Then she got healed. Then she got angry again. And the cancer came back. And when the cancer came back, her frustration just went wild. And the husband wasn't changing. And then she died of it. The cancer killed her. She didn't die of cancer because cancer was a great, great enemy. No, she died of cancer because she just wouldn't let the cancer go. The cancer was the unforgiveness that she had in her heart. Understand something about forgiveness. Forgiveness is a tool. It's a marvelous tool for your own happiness. When you give that forgiveness, okay, when you give it to someone else, you don't give it because, you know, they were so wrong, or you were so right. It's got nothing to do with right and wrong. It's in your own interest. You forgive. Don't wait for them to apologize. Apology and repentance are not the same anyway. Just because somebody apologized to you doesn't mean he's repentant. So if someone says, I'm sorry, it doesn't mean he has changed his way of thinking. He might still hold to the same opinion and do the same thing next time. So apology is not repentance. You know, in our country, apology is a currency. And I tell people, don't use apology as a currency. Ah, but I've apologized. They think that they have bought the forgiveness with apology. But I've apologized, haven't I? I said I'm sorry. Have I not said it? So they think that once they have presented that apology, they ought to get their money's worth. You get it? You know, the apology ought to get for them whatever it is they wanted. He came late. And I said, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. And the man says, no, you're not entering. Sorry now. Because he's surprised after saying sorry. Because to him, his apology is a currency. He has presented the currency for purchase. So give me my commodity. I paid. In Europe, when you say you are sorry, you go back. I'm very sorry for coming late. I'll make sure I don't do that next time. You go. In Nigeria, you say, I'm sorry, then you wait. I said, I'm sorry. You are still waiting. Say you are sorry and go. See, but we've been raised to think that apology is a currency. We are wrong. See, growing up wrong. That's why sometimes we don't know when we've done something wrong. We are not even sure. And when we're punished for doing something wrong, we think that other person who is punishing us is too strict. He's harsh. He's wicked. The man says, the gate is locked. You are supposed to come at 8. Sorry, you can't enter. Very wicked man. You see, that's their response. Very wicked man. That's in Nigeria. You're not allowed to do your job. It's a wicked man. Because he took actions against you. See, it's a society. We've been raised that way. And it's so terribly wrong. So, so wrong. We have to change our way of thinking.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveallinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveallinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it and we got it. Because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234 812 344 5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us on social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now. The Love Old Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpets sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult, and they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask Him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for You. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for Him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Suriname, Ringsmith North, 100 Theme, Nas, Hestie's Barbecue. Worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 7 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call plus 5978-570-590 or plus 5978-570-655. Or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This is the continuation of the message. Maintain a joyful heart.
Hallelujah.
Forgiveness is a tool. It's a marvelous tool for your own happiness. When you give that forgiveness, okay, when you give it to someone else, you don't give it because, they were so wrong, or you were so right. It's got nothing to do with right and wrong. It's in your own interest. You forgive. Don't wait for them to apologize. Apology and repentance are not the same anyway. And just because somebody apologized to you doesn't mean he's repentant. So if someone says, I'm sorry, it doesn't mean he has changed his way of thinking. He might still hold to the same opinion and do the same thing next time. So apology is not repentance. You know, in our country, apology is a currency. And I tell people, don't use apology as a currency. But I've apologized. They think that they have bought the forgiveness with apology. But I've apologized, haven't I? I said I'm sorry. Have I not said it? So they think that once they have presented that apology, they ought to get their money's worth. You get it? You know, the apology ought to get for them whatever it is they wanted. He came late. And I said, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. And the man says, no, you're not entering. Sorry now. Because he's surprised. After saying sorry. Because to him, his apology is a currency. He has presented the currency for purchase. So give me my commodity. I paid. In Europe, when you say you are sorry, you go back. I'm very sorry for coming late. I'll make sure I don't do that next time. You go. In Nigeria, you say, I'm sorry, then you wait. I said, I'm sorry. You are still waiting. Say you are sorry and go. See, but we've been raised to think that apology is a currency. We are wrong. See, growing up wrong. That's why sometimes we don't know when we've done something wrong. We are not even sure. And when we're punished for doing something wrong, we think that other person who is punishing us is too strict. He's harsh. He's wicked. The man says, the gate is locked. You are supposed to come at 8. Sorry, you can't enter. Very wicked man. You see, that's their response. Very wicked man. That's in Nigeria. You're not allowed to do your job. It's a wicked man because he took actions against you. Even the judge in the court of law, when the judge has passed the sentence, the family members of the accused say, wicked man. Can you imagine what he said? Wicked man. Gave him life imprisonment. Wicked man. They don't see the law. They see the judge as a person. If they could beg him there, they would. But the lawyer says, you can't talk. I talk for you. I say, Trying to get the judge's attention. See, it's a society. We've been raised that way. And it's so terribly wrong. So, so wrong. We have to change our way of thinking. So Jesus said to her, one thing is needed. One thing is needful. One thing is necessary, and Mary has gotten it, and it will not be taken away from her. What is this one thing? Well, the Bible says that Mary was sitting at the feet of the Master, listening to his teaching, listening to his word. She was listening to the Master. She was in the presence of the Master, listening to him. What food do you want to prepare, Martha? He fed 5,000 men. The women and the children were not counted. He fed them with a little boy's lunch. Why don't you sit at his feet and let him fix the food for you? She wants to impress him. Ask the disciples where Jesus got fish from. They were fishing. And he said, children, do you have any? No, we haven't caught anything. He said, cast your net on the other side of the boat and you shall find. And they did it. They enclosed a multitude of fishes. John said to Peter, it's the Master. They got out of the water. And then he said, bring some of the fish you caught. And they went to Jesus and found him preparing fish. They met him preparing fish. And he said, bring some of those ones. Because he wanted them to compare them. The miracle fish from his word and the one from the water. How will you impress the creator of the universe? What do you want to do to impress him? Even our prayer has become work. If you're not sweating, you don't think he has hurt you. Then when you are now sweating, you think, yes. You know, we can't even pray to God simply anymore. If you haven't lost your voice in prayer, you don't think you've started. Can we impress him that way? So why are you suffering when you should be enjoying your life? You know, some people, they say that, don't put all your effort in your work. Find some time to go to the beach or go to the cinema or take a walk or go window shopping. All of those things don't necessarily bring you joy. You can have joy in anything. You don't have to wait till Saturday. Say, no, my Saturday is reserved for me. It's my special day of cooling off. Of what? Of your frustration of Monday to Friday. You see, such people don't enjoy their lives. When they can actually enjoy every moment, enjoy every day of their lives, and be happy about what you do. Take pleasure in yourself. Relish the moment, right? Yeah. Yesterday we read it, that he gives us richly all things to enjoy. You enjoy them. Enjoy those things. This thing that you wore, did you have time to look at it in the mirror and say, Lord, thank you for this shirt. Wow, this looks nice. Did you have time to appreciate yourself? Then when you come to work and nobody sees what you are wearing, say, they don't even know what I'm wearing. But you didn't see it yourself. You didn't even see it. You didn't see it. So start learning. Start learning to enjoy your life, and you'll be amazed at what happens. See, remember this. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. There's a difference between joy, just joy, the joy of the Lord, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The three different things. You can have joy in its natural phenomenon, and you can have the joy of the Lord. Now, the joy of the Lord is that joy that springs up from what the Lord has done. He said, look what the Lord has done. And we rejoice. Glory to God. We rejoice in what the Lord has done. Joy in the Holy Ghost, on the other hand, is that joy that is evoked from your spirit when you are filled with the Spirit. That's the joy in the Holy Ghost. It's a joy that's evoked in your spirit when you're filled in the Holy Ghost. And usually it's expressed in some shouting, in some singing, in some outbursts, you know. You are dancing in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's joy in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +5978 570 590 or +5978 570 655, or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Suriname, Ringsway North, 100 Theme, Nas, Hestie's Barbecue. Worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call us on +5978 570 590 or 8570 655, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. God bless you. This message is titled Maintain a Joyful Heart. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.